White. August 4th, 1911. Typed. Elder J. E. White, Nashville, Tennessee. My dear son, Edson White. I have read your recent letters, but cannot answer them now. Ever since returning from the Oakland camp meeting, I have been suffering from a heavy cold. I spoke several times at the camp meeting. The meeting was a large one, and the large tent was crowded with attentive listeners. The arrangement of the ground was excellent. The weather was cold. At some of the meetings, the large tent would not accommodate all who came. Perfect order was preserved on the ground throughout the meeting. Our rooms were directly across the road from the campground and were very comfortable. I was very pleased with the arrangement, as I had only to cross the road and walk into the large tent to meet my appointments. When we were ready to return home, a brother, who is always ready to place his automobile at our disposal, took us several miles through the city to the station and saw us on board the train for St. Helena. Oh, how thankful I was that the Lord had given me strength to stay through the meeting. The last meeting at which I spoke, the Spirit of the Lord rested upon me in a large measure. I felt very sensibly the presence of the Lord. His peace was in my heart, and I felt that underneath were the everlasting arms. Never have I felt more free or more fully satisfied. The Spirit of the Lord was present in the congregation, leading to a general movement in a season of prayer. Meetings are being continued in Oakland to follow up the interest created by the camp. On the journey home, I felt at perfect peace. I felt no weariness or pain, but rested quietly in God. About the second day after we reached home, a heavy cold came upon me, and I began to raise great quantities of phlegm from my throat and lungs. This condition continued for about a week. Yesterday, I began to recover and am now very much better. Today I took my meals with my family, the first time I have done this since this cold has been on me. My courage is good in the Lord, for I see the work of God being carried to all parts of the world and conversions to the truth being made. This year the camp meeting in Southern California is to be held at Long Beach. We expect to start next Monday for this meeting. When in Southern California, I shall visit Loma Linda. My workers are busy completing the work to be done on the new book, The Acts of the Apostles. This we expect to close up very shortly. This will be a precious book for our people. You shall have a copy of it as soon as it is finished. My workers are continually bringing in chapters for me to read, and I lay aside my other work to do this. I shall not be able to write you as long a letter as I could wish. This morning, I have already read several chapters on the life of Paul, and after that I felt at first that I could not write. But I will get off this short letter to you, God helping me. I hope to be able to write a longer one soon. I hope that Emma will be blessed with health and strength. Whether in sickness or in health, we need to be of good courage in the Lord. A letter has just come from Elder Haskell, telling of his contemplated work in the state of Maine. They will be pleased if we can help them financially, and I will certainly try to do this. I would be pleased to connect with Elder Haskell, but this does not seem possible. I can send him books. He needs money, and I may be able to help him in this from the amounts that church members send me from different places to use where I shall see fit. Portland is the place where I was born, and there I first heard the message of the coming of the Lord. It is where my first experience was gained in seeking to bring the truth to others. If my book work were all done, I might feel free to spend some time in Portland. I would be pleased to see you both, Edson and Emma, but this cannot be just now. May the Lord bless and guide you, is my prayer.